Now, your help is needed from today until next Thursday to go to a river, loch or stream locally or anywhere you want in the country. Look, watch and record your findings on an app. No expertise required. It's part of the Big River Watch survey and it's run by the Rivers Trust. Joanna Braniff is All-Ireland Advocacy and Communications Manager with the Trust and is with us now. Joanna, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks for inviting me. It's lovely to be here.
You're very welcome. Now, what are you asking people to do and why?
So what we're asking people to do is to take part in the Rivers Trust Big River Watch. It's a really simple river survey. You can download a free app for both Android and Apple phones. All we're asking people to do is to go along the local river, spend 50 minutes observing what you can see there. We're looking for quality of the water. Do you see any insects? Do you see any animals? Just generally what you see on the river. It's a really simple app to use. You're prompted by a series of questions. And what we're trying to do is get the public to give us a snapshot of their local rivers so that we can see the health of them and see what work we need to do to improve them.
What's the app called?
It's the Big River Watch.
And how much or what do you need to know to help?
Well, basically, you don't have to be a scientist. We're actually inviting people to kind of, excuse the pun, dip their toe in the water over the next week to become a citizen scientist for us. But you don't actually really need any previous knowledge. We just want people to go along, spend 15 minutes just enjoying the river. It's not about just finding all the problems. It's also about looking to see what the state of biodiversity is, and they get a more rounded picture, and also to help people to connect, you know, with the rivers, because it's really good for people's mental and physical health. And of course, we're due to have some really nice weather next week, so it's a really good excuse to get out of the house, get away from your desk, and just spend 15 minutes with your local river. A lot of people maybe haven't done that for a long time, so you know, it's a great opportunity.
Is it just rivers? Is it lakes and streams, or what else is it? Is it any inland waterway?
Yes, basically rivers, streams, lochs, lakes, because as we've seen the problems that we have with our water, it's not confined, unfortunately, just to rivers. You know, if you take the example of the likes of Loch Ness up in Northern Ireland, where we have a lot of problems with blue-green algae, but that's widespread throughout the country, throughout the island of Ireland. So it's all water bodies. You know, it could be your local stream, it could be your local river, it could
canals.
Be your local loch or lake, canals. Anything at all, any access that you have to what we would describe as kind of wild water.
Okay.
If you can get out and have a look at it and record what you see, the information is incredibly valuable for us. And it's a really valuable experience for anybody taking part in the survey as well.
And what would you do with the information?
So what we do is we've been running the Big River Watch now for 2 years. And so it runs across the UK, in Northern Ireland and in Ireland. And so far we've had about 8,000 pieces of data supplied to us by members of the public. And you know, they're out looking at what they can see, wildlife, pollution, clarity, colour of the water. Then what we do is we take that data and we feed it into an interactive map and dashboard, which you can see online on our website. So as we build, every survey is actually helping us build a picture. So if you think of the expansive list like a big jigsaw puzzle, we need to have all the pieces of the jigsaw to get a clearer picture. And we need everybody in Ireland to make a really big push over the next week to go down and record that information so that we can get a clearer and rounder picture.
Joanna,
and then
we can start looking
at interventions.
Are these waters not being monitored anyway?
Well, the monitoring that's done at the moment through the state and through Uisge Chearn and the Northern Ireland Water, it tends to be more limited than what you would find across the water in England, because it's an expensive process. And plus, it's monitoring the quality of the water. What we're looking for is, it's not necessarily just about water quality, it's about a whole picture. So we're looking at the biodiversity, we want to know about the insects, we want to know about what's impacting the water. And the good thing about the survey, a survey like this, which we're asking the public to take part in, is they can get access to bodies of water that are not regularly monitored. So, you know, there's no other way we can get this data unless people go and get it for us. And we've had a great response. So we've had thousands of people take part over the last couple of years, but we want to have a really big push in Ireland this year, because there's so many data gaps, and the information that people can gather for us would be really, really useful and really valuable for us.
Joanna Branner from the Rivers Trust, thank you for speaking with us. 8:53.